TV. I want to send you a diary out to your house. But, unfortunately, my computer is broken. God, I hate it when it does this to me. Is there a better time I can... is there another time I can arrange to call you back if my computer ever decides to start working again?
You want my credit card number?
No, I do not. No, sir, I do not.
434.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, I do not want your credit card number.
Oh.
No, that's yours. I don't need it.
Send you a check.
No, don't want any money whatsoever. I just want to ask you a couple questions. I'm assuming, is this the gentleman of the house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oops. Wrong button. Okay. Could you do me a favor and tell me the types of TV programs that your household watches? For example, comedy, drama, documentary, that sort of thing?
Mostly, drama. Everything's got to be completely serious.
Okay. And which of the following age groups includes the head of your household? Is it under 35, 35 to 54, or 55 and older?
Under 35, but we're emotionally into our 70s.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm calling today to let you know that your home has been selected as a Nielsen TV home for a one-week survey starting Thursday, May 6th. All we're going to do is we're going to mail you a little diary for you and your household members to write in the TV programs that you watch during that week. And then when the week is up, you simply put the diary back in the mail. We've made it even simpler by putting our return address already on it, and we've paid the postage.
Do you still get the crisp $1 bill?
Excuse me?
Do you still get the crisp $1 bill?
Who, me or you?
Me. Oh. There used to be a dollar bill in there.
To be honest with you, I don't know. I know they have some sort of incentive program. What it is, I don't know. I'm not allowed to participate since I am an employee of Nielsen. And they didn't even tell me, to be honest with you. I've asked, and they're like, no.
Well, if you want to tell me which shoes you like, I'll put them down for you.
Okay. Just so we know how many diaries they sent you, how many working TVs are in your residence?
There's three.
Three, okay. And does any TV set receive cable service?
Cable.
You do receive cable?
Yeah, I got some.
Okay. Could you please tell me the zip code for this residence?
33409.
33409. Okay, and what is the name of your cable company?
Comcast.
Where is that on my list?
They stink.
Jimmy?
They stink.
Okay,
they scramble all the adult channels to pay for them.
Don't you hate it when they do that?
It hurts your eyes after a couple hours, you know.
Is Comcast is the full name of your cable company?
Yeah, oh. Comcast.
Right. Okay, let me type that in quick then. Please give me your name so we can mail the diaries out to you.
Rebel, R-E-B-E-L.
Wait, R-E-B-E-L?
Larney, L-A-R-N-E-Y.
L-A-R-N-E-Y. Okay. R like Robert, E, B like boy, E-L, and Larney, L-A like apple, R like Robert, N like Nancy, E-Y like yellow, correct?
Right.
Okay. And now, to be sure we're including people of all races in our survey, could you please tell me the race of your household? Is it black, white, or another race? If you don't want to answer that question, that's fine. That's not a problem.
Well, I'm not quite sure what politically correct category I'd be. If I consider it white or Caucasian now, I know.
Doesn't matter.
Everybody wants to use a different term now every couple years, so... I'll use Caucasian for now until it's,
Okay.
Until it's taboo, and then I'll say white again.
Okay. Tell you what, easy way to know, if somebody says, what's your race, are you black, white, or another race, use the terms they use. That's the way
right.
I do it. Now, the next question is about employment in the television industry, including yourself. Is anyone living in your home employed by or principal owner of any of the following? A television station or network, a radio station or network, a cable system or network, or a satellite system?
No, but I used to think that the people on TV were trying to control my mind through the television screen. But I don't think that's happening anymore.
Okay. Let me make sure I have your mailing address, all that and all that pertinent information correct. I have Rebel Larney at 537 South Sequoia Drive. Your apartment number is 117.
Right.
In West Palm Beach, Florida.
Right.
I love West Palm Beach. And your zip code is 33409.
You sound like you're from Clearwater.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
How did you know that?
Oh, I don't know. It's just your accent.
You can tell the approximate city in which I live just from my accent.
For most of the time, yes.
Really? I'm impressed. Or do you know where we're based out of?
No, I've just,
Just a lucky guy?
I work on the phone, and, I can tell, pretty much where people are calling from.
Okay. Let me, there was a problem with your address that it wasn't punched in right. I know what it's supposed to say, so I...
Credit card number now?
No, I don't...
Oh, okay.
I'm never gonna... If anybody from Nielsen ever calls you, we don't want your credit card number, we don't want any checks, we don't want any money. We're doing all the sending and giving. You just accept and then give it back to us later. Now, a diary for each TV set will be mailed to you from our operations center in Florida and will arrive shortly before the Thursday, May 6th start date. And even though you may not watch all three TVs that week, at the end of the survey week, please return all three diaries. And be sure to also tell all the household members about this TV survey. Again, my name is Ryan Grover, and I'd like to thank you for talking with me today and taking part in our Nielsen Media Research Survey.
All right, thanks.
Okay, you have a nice day, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.